Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jacket. He talks about Matt almost with awe. Herbert launches downfield. It's Johnson in stride. Touchdown, Chargers. 60 yards. Justin Herbert just flicks it, and after a...
Last night, Chargers win. They beat the Raiders. And, in addition to that, the Bucs got a late win against the Texans. Very dramatic final drive for Baker Mayfield. I mean, I feel like if you're an impartial football fan, Baker's a fun watch.
Baker's
and
awesome.
He ran and did a flip.
Yeah.
Hit into a flip. A couple big throws. And then the Bucs with 9 seconds left at the two.
Yeah.
With a timeout, they have the opportunity to run or pass. And they ran it in. Bucky Irving for the game-winning touchdown, and they win in Houston.
Did you see when it looked like Mayfield was injured bad and then he got up? So he got tackled from behind. It looked like he immediately went down and grabbed his knee. And I went, oh, no, like Mayfield, like that could be, you never know. Guy grabs his knee immediately, and you think that that could be bad. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who's a guy in the league that's been like center of fights and trash talk, he goes over to Mayfield, and he says something. And Mayfield, who is down on the ground holding his knee, pops up like a bolt of lightning to get in this guy's face. Trevor Sikkema had a good tweet. The antidote for any Baker Mayfield injury is anyone remotely talking trash to him within a 50-mile radius. Because he just flew up in the air like, I'm ready. And then he wins the game. So I love Baker.
Yep. It'll be a fun game when he comes here. He and the Bucs provided everybody's, you know, healthy and all that.
Yep.
Bills are 2-0. Bucs are 2-0. Chargers 2-0. I guess the question Bills fans might be kind of dealing with right now, and I don't know when the answer to this actually comes, but which defense do you think is their real defense? The Ravens defense? The Jets defense? Somewhere in the middle, and where is it closer? Right?
Because it is at the extreme ends of both on the spectrum, right? Like,
yeah,
they looked as bad as you possibly could against the Ravens, and they held Justin Fields to 27 passing yards.
I had my buddy showed me a stat, and I almost didn't believe it. And if it's not real, you let me know. But it's one of these ones where the stats online, and I thought that sounds wrong, and he Googled it, and it was right. The Bills gave up the fewest yards they'd given up in like 25 years.
I saw
35 years.
The Bills actually tweeted out, what was it? I thought fewest something since 1990.
Yeah, fewest yards
on the road.
154
maybe.
Yards in a game. Total yards, the fewest since 1990. And I kind of thought, that can't be right.
Yeah, from the Bills. 154 yards allowed, fewest of Bills in a Bills road game. Since
okay.
December 9th, 1990.
Okay, because I was thinking about games where they gave up the fewest yards in team history. There's a game against the Browns where they gave up, I don't know, like negative yardage. They won
really?
They won a game here against the Browns in the Tequio Spikes era. It's a 4 o'clock game against the Browns. I don't know why I'm remembering this so vividly.
Okay.
I feel like the Browns had negative passing yardage in that game. So, Bills Browns history.
Is that one of the 8-0 or 6-3 games?
No.
The Browns didn't win the game with having a negative yardage?
The Bills won 37-7 in December in a game against the Browns. Luke McCown passed for 62 yards. The Browns' leading rusher had 13.
Okay.
Like the total. Yeah, total yards in that game.
I'm looking at it here.
The Browns had 26 yards.
Yeah, I've got passing yards 67, rushed for 29, and lost 70 to sacks.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's the
pretty good.
What's that? 2004, 2005? What year is that?
2004, December 12th.
Okay,
that's the record.
Total yards 26.
Yeah, it's the fewest yards the Bills have ever given up in a game.
All right, now I feel better.
Yeah.
So the defense was great on Sunday, but that was I can remember the Browns had net negative passing yards.
Right, because all the games I see here are home games. Like they gave up 53 yards to the Jets in 2022 in Week 18.
Yeah.
So they've got a couple of those on here. 26 yards. Yeah, the Jets still crossed. This is where like I kind of hate garbage time though. It's like all the numbers are just like kind of fake, right? Tyrod at the end and yep. They're playing super soft defense and it's like how about we just count when your starter leaves? Right. Once all the backups are in, do we really should count that, cuz that should have been like a 50-yard performance from the Jets in total. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't pass the ball. So really, like, there's no doubt they're somewhere in between week one and week two as a defense. And I want to believe that they're closer to the week two performance against everybody except Baltimore. I don't know that there's another offense in the league that I would expect is going to make the Bills look like the Ravens did in week one. Who would it be? Is there another offense right now you'd say, yeah, they could do that to the Bills? No answers. No ability to stop them other than maybe punching out a ball, and that's it. Like, because I think they could hold Philadelphia in check from what I'm seeing from them. I think they could do it to Kansas City. I think they could do it to everybody, right? Green Bay might be the next answer. Like, what would they look like against Green Bay? And that wouldn't be till the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I don't know that even them, like, they'd have no answers for the Packers. Where it would just look like the Baltimore game where there's going to move up and down the field. I think that's a one-team problem right now.
803-0550 is our phone number if you want to jump in. Yeah, which one is the more real or which one matters more? There's probably a point to be made about that. Like, it's nice to, you know, look good in games against the Jets, and it'll be nice to dominate Spencer Rattler. But, you know, outside of that will matter for the one seed to not have letdowns, try and get all the way to the one seed. But how much is it really, you know, make a difference other than that? Phil in Buffalo's up. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Hey, thanks, guys. The upper echelon quarterbacks that we play, we simply have to outscore those teams. We can't – our defense has a tough time against upper echelon quarterbacks, top tier, and even the second tier quarterbacks. We just have a tough time. And especially those offenses that are well-balanced. So it's really simple for our defense. When we play really good quarterbacks – we have to outscore the other team at least 80% of the time, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line with this defense.
Is that different for any team out there?
It couldn't. It might not be, but yeah. I would say the top defenses, I would say it is different for some of the top defense. Now, Baltimore, you know, I mean, against Buffalo, I think that was a little bit of a fluke, but it's Josh Allen, so it's really not a fluke. But you put Baltimore up against Joe Burrow, I think they're going to have some success, or against Patrick Mahomes, I think they're going to have more success than the Bills defense would have against those same offenses.
Yeah. I guess what I'm getting at is, like, you know, hey, it was Josh Allen. Shouldn't we do the same thing for, hey, it was Lamar Jackson? Isn't it the same thing?
Unless it's Derrick Henry.
But it was Lamar Jackson is the current leader of all time in quarterback rating.
All right.
And he also runs, and he has Derrick Henry. Like, it's not wrong to say like they need to outscore. I am of the same belief. You know, the Bills have kind of been, and they overhauled their defense this year. They're chasing, trying to stop these teams, and they have not had answers against Kansas City. And that really is the thing here. The last couple seasons, the last two seasons, whether it's injury or whatever it is, they have, you know, what? Not had answers for Mahomes.
Mahomes look better against them than any other team in the playoffs.
Even when their offense is not this juggernaut, the Ravens kind of look like they are good against everybody. The Chiefs don't look good against everybody. They just look good, they look good against you.
Which is why, like, that's the most annoying part, because I think right now Baltimore's the only juggernaut in the league offensively other than the Bills. And I still got that team over there that they don't look impressive week to week, and I still have to sit here and think, like, you know, they could look unimpressive all year, and I'm still going to go into a playoff game thinking, like, they might get 30 on the Bills today.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550.
But how many of these offenses do I feel like, oh, I've got to outscore them? Like, Indy right now is first in the league in yards per play. If we're taking that seriously, are the Chargers that? The Chargers would be the team to ask. They're averaging a little bit more than the Bills right now. They've got a bunch of offense through two games. They haven't finished drives as much, but they could be that team. I'm not, like, terrified, though, of them. I think they look really good. But, no, like, Baltimore is the only one for me right now. And hopefully this is going to be the year where the Kansas City magic stops. You might not play them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry and Elma is up next. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, I was just calling because, I mean, the Ravens put up 40 against the Browns, and I would think going into the season, people would have thought the Browns' defense would have been something. Mm-hmm. You know, they would have thought that the Browns' defense was possibly going to be better than the Bills after last year, and they still dropped 40 on them. So, you know, it may just be it's Baltimore.
Yeah,
that 1-2 combo of Lamar and Henry is just a problem.
Yeah, they got their points really late, though,
yeah, they
and it was on turnovers. Like, they had, let's see, it was 13-3 late in the third quarter. So they had 13 points. Henry had done nothing. Henry had, like, 5 carries for 5 yards at the half. So Cleveland was doing it. They were stopping Baltimore. And then Flacco throws a pick, and it's here's the second touchdown of the game for Baltimore starts at the Cleveland 5-yard line. They have first and goal at the 5. That's where their drive began. So they score there. They put one more long touchdown drive together, and then they got another, like, starting in Cleveland territory because Flacco threw a pick. So I'm not taking credit away from them. I think they're the best offense in football next to the Bills. But that 41 points, it wasn't looking very – Cleveland was doing the job. They were keeping them in check through 2.5 quarters.
I also don't know if Cleveland should we have thought of them as a good defense? I mean, they have Myles Garrett.
I think they're a fine defense. They're not some. They were amazing a couple years ago. They're not that anymore. They're fine, I think.
Yeah.
They still have Denzel Ward, right? Like, they got a couple guys that are pretty good.
Yeah, last year they got the Browns have also had these, like, magical moments from Joe Flacco, right? Like, Flacco threw for 300 yards a game, and
yeah,
that was at the end of
stole comeback
player
of the year.
Was that last year?
It was the year before.
Year before,
he
okay.
Stole comeback player of the year.
Why did he need to put up 400 yards a game? Was it because their defense was giving it up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really fighting it or disputing and saying you're wrong. It's just a matter of, like, I think what we're kind of getting at is, like, yeah, that's Baltimore,
like,
and that's the Bills.
But, like, Baltimore, even in that game, here's, what is this, their first 8 drives of the game for Baltimore went punt, field goal, punt, touchdown, punt, 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 field goal. Like, that was the beginning of their not even just the beginning. That was into the third quarter. So, they still got their points at the end of it. I'm not meaning to tell you they're not one of the top 2 offenses in the league. Just, I think you can do it. It's just really, really hard to do it for 4 quarters.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. We also are waiting to see a lot of the Bills' defense come back. Now, if Milano's out, let's say Milano and Taron Johnson are unable to go on Thursday.
Okay.
Let's run down the list. Oliver's out. Oliver, Milano, Taron Johnson, Max Harrison, Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi. I'm at 6. Who am I missing? Am I missing somebody else? That's it. That's all 6? That's
maybe
everybody?
Maybe Cam Lewis.
Cam Lewis, I'm at 7.
6, yeah.
But, like, starters. Missing half of a defense. Hoyt, Ogunjobi, Harrison. Those three are out for at least 4 to 6 weeks in different cases.
Yeah.
And Harrison probably closer to six.
Yeah. They did destroy Miami last year with all backups in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Jamarcus Ingram had a pick six in that game. Cam Lewis, I think, started in that game. Dorian Williams would have started in that game. So for this opponent, I feel like they could probably get by.
Greg in Toronto is next up. Hey, Greg, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Earlier you were talking about getting Bosa to double-digit sacks. I don't want Bosa to double-digit sacks. The reason why he hasn't been able to get to double-digit sacks previously is because he's been hurt. So, you know, I don't like game management any way, shape, or form. I'm in Toronto, and back in 2019, we had Kawhi Leonard on game management all the time. And I took my kid to the game against the Celtics, and he didn't play, right? And he wasn't, not because he was hurt. So I'm not a fan of it. But if we want to be important in November, December, and January, I think we rest them. Like, there's no way they're going to lose against the Dolphins on Thursday. So just give them a rest day. Give them a, you know, game management day, I think. And don't worry about the double-digit sack thing, in my opinion.
Well, the idea of – we wouldn't talk about chasing double-digit sacks. It's a matter of, is he going to, you know, continue to play? And as I pointed out, like, last year, he missed games 4, 5, and 6. He played three and then missed three games and then came back and played and only had three more sacks in the next, like, 10 weeks. So – I don't think anybody's choosing to go ahead and say, hey, let's try to get him double-digit sacks. It's if he's healthy. What you're talking about, Greg, here is like, if he's healthy, does he play? If he's healthy, he probably plays.
I think your management of him is probably, for them, going to be more rest days on – will they do rest days on Wednesdays for him, like during the season, if like they think practice?
If they think that's best for him. You'd also wonder what they want to do with him for – or what he wants to do. He's on a one-year prove-it kind of contract, right? Where prove you can stay healthy. All right, maybe part of staying healthy is going to be that you get load management. Okay, that's part of it. But if he has a chance to put up 14 sacks, isn't he going to want to do that as an...
He's going to want it because he has incentives in his contract.
He has incentives, and he's an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah,
and if Joey Bosa stays healthy and puts up 8 sacks on load management, or stays healthy and puts up 14 on a little less load management, are you running a risk? It's possible, but for him, it could be a $10 million difference.
Yeah, he has incentives for playing time and for sacks. So for 45% of the playing time, he gets $250,000. To 55%, that goes up to $750,000, and then 65%, he gets $1 million, which 65% for him all year would be, I think, really impressive. The sack incentives. He gets, for 12 sacks, he gets $2 million if he gets the 12. He gets the 10, it's 1.5. He gets the 8, it's 750, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, he's going to want to play because, I mean, if Bosa, a goal of his could be, I'm going to play 65% of the snaps and get to 12 sacks this year. That's $3 million more dollars on his contract. So, yeah, he's going to want it.
803-0550. Tim in Buffalo is next up. Hey, Tim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I got a quick question, more of a dilemma. I mean, I'm a Bass fan. There's no question about it. He's made a couple of really good kicks. But I can tell you, the past two games with Prater out there, I don't get nervous. I don't think, oh, my gosh, it's a 24-yard, it's a 37-yard. Is he going to make it? You know, with Bass, he's hurt off and on, and you just never know what kicker you're going to get. And this guy seems to walk up very calm, very cool, very collected, and he just puts it through. And even on the extra points with Bass, sometimes you're worried that, is he going to make an extra point? And then, like I said, I'm not trying to bash him, but I know he's been hurt, and I think you're going to have a pretty tough decision when it comes back, because I don't know about the other fans or how you guys feel, but there's no worry at all in my mind anymore when he steps up and goes for a field goal. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. I think, respectfully, this is 100% psychology of a fan. I mean, Prater hasn't missed yet, so that'll instill some confidence. He was perfect last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he was 6-for-6 on kicks. The three previous years, he was 81, 88, and 85. And Tyler Bass' last 3 years are 87, 83, 83. Like, they're not that different. So, it's, I don't want to say it's like voodoo. I don't know what it is. It's telling me you feel better about a goalie than the other goalie, and their stats are not that different. But one guy is hot right now, so that would make you feel better. Like, is Prater going to go all year without a miss?
No. No, he won't go the whole year without
probably
a miss.
Not. Yeah. He hasn't missed yet. So I'm not someone that when Bass goes up there to kick, I feel nervous. I don't have that feeling. The most memorable kick I have for Bass, I mean, he's got the 60-yarder against Miami, where if they miss it, they go to overtime.
Yep.
And the other one is when he walked on the field and missed against Kansas City, and I thought, if you make this, you're going to lose anyway.
I remember looking back and thinking that he really never, in my mind, ever cost them the game.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't think they were going to win that Kansas City playoff game had he made the field goal. So I guess that's the one, if you believe that, but I don't.
Career,
and other than that, like, he's made the field goals at the end of games, so.
What year did the extra point move?
Probably right around when Bass started, like 2020, 2019, would be my guess.
Because I want to look at that, just, again, the numbers of it. The NFL moved the extra point in 2015.
Okay, longer than that.
So 2015. Oh. Okay. So Prater's career, including the 2015 season, his extra point percentage, Prater, is, I got an ad in my way, 95.7%.
Okay.
Tyler Bass, career extra point percentage is 96.4.
Bass basically the same.
Better, 0.7.
Like
Bass has been better at extra points since they moved it to the new location. Now, that said, what's Prater done the last couple seasons at it? He's been great at 100% this year. 100% last year, 95.7 the year before. Where was Bass? Last year, not good, 92. Like that's what I mean by...
It's a hot and cold business?
It can be hot and cold. I mean, Bass in his first 4 years on extra point percentage, 96.6, 100, 96.0, and 98. Last year, a down year.
Yeah.
Prater comes in hot. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying the Bills would be disagreeing with it. Because the psychology of a decision like this would matter, and you might say, like, I feel better about this guy right now. We're going to go with the guy we feel better with.
I wonder if they care at all about the late game stuff, too. Late season, weather, conditions, right? Like, Prater, would they be thinking, even if Prater could not miss by the time Tyler Bass comes back, and would they think it's gone great? He's 41, and he's never kicked on a team that's been consistently in cold weather.
Denver.
He was in Denver, okay.
Yeah, but it's been a while. He hasn't kicked.
That was a while
ago, He's been in Detroit and Arizona for the last decade.
Two dome teams.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So there are factors at work here, for sure. Thanks, Tim, for the phone call. Like I said, I think it's psychology, but that doesn't have to mean it's wrong. And the Bills could, you know, you go with someone you feel better with. Kickoffs also matter. Are they going to continue to be happy with how Prater does on kickoffs? Like, that's a part of it,
too. Well, what helps him now, maybe, is that you don't want to boom it through the back of the end zone.
Right.
Because a year ago, I'd say, oh, I can't get you to touchbacks, but now I don't want touchbacks.
Now I want a landing zone.
Right.
So the big leg isn't exactly something. You just need accuracy with those. 803-0550. Howard picks the Bills when we return. And we will chat about his picks. It's exciting, right? Very exciting. 803-0550 on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.